Gary, I would imagine that you would be extremely proud of that point and the performance your team have put in today.
Yeah, I thought it was absolutely magnificent. You know, to say our away form is as good as any at the moment, and I'd say that's probably our strongest away performance in many ways. To turn up with the players that we've gone out, to turn up on the back of three straight defeats, which I think we've been unfortunate to have, and lots of things have conspired against us in this recent period. But, you know, to come here in that sort of conditions against a very, very strong Middlesbrough team, I thought we were brilliant. And I thought the longer the game went on, actually, I think we had the clearer chances, and I think we had a lot of good chances. And I think if you look at Michael Morrison's out of all of them, you know, he's just saying in there he should have scored. It was the easiest chance he's had all season, and he really should have took it. But like you said, absolutely chuffed to bits with the performance, and I think it shows that on our day, you know, we should have a little bit more belief in ourselves, because we've got a lot of positive things going on with our team.
First half, to be fair, was back to the wall for a lot of it, but the team never lost its shape, never lost its discipline.
No, and you know that a team like Middlesbrough are going to drag you around and drag you into little positions. But I thought what we did do, I mean, we got into some great positions to counter-attack, and we just didn't quite play with the quality I wanted for the first 20 minutes. I think Shin's a little bit rusty. He said it himself. You know, it took him a while to get going. I thought we got Dimi into some really good positions, and perhaps the conditions, you know, maybe just needed to get it out of his feet and be a bit more direct at times. But I felt as long as the half went on, we actually had a period of about 10-15 minutes where we had some really good control, and we passed the ball really, really well. And again, got into some pretty good areas. I spoke to the lads at half-time, said it was really important. We did it at Brighton, where we came in level and started very poorly second half, and perhaps over elaborated our game. And I said, look, we need to start strongly. Felt we did second half, and like I said, I thought we got into some brilliant positions that we really should have made more of. You know, and as the game went on, we needed a bit of energy. I think one or two were out on their feet, such as was the work rate. And I felt the players come on again, gave us that impetus. So very unfortunate, I think, maybe not to win it in the end.
What did you say at half time? Because you came out like an express train at the start of the second half. The first 5 minutes of the second half, very strong performance indeed going forward.
Well, we've been disappointed when we come to places like this, you know, to the top teams, because we know the top teams away from home, you know that if perhaps the first half hasn't quite gone how they want it to, they're going to come out second half, and you only need to have a poor start, and as we saw at Brighton, you know, you concede a goal, the crowd lift, and all of a sudden you've got a massive job on your hands for the remaining sort of 40 minutes of the half. So I just felt it was important that we had a bit more discipline about us, perhaps a bit more aggressiveness in the way we started the half. I think we put the ball forward, we kept it, we kept them in the corner, and we actually ended up pinning them in for you know, for 5 or 6 minutes, which gave us a real good start. But I just felt as though you looked at the half, and yes, they've had lots of possession, but I didn't think they had that many clear-cut chances. And if I look at the other end, you know, we've had Demaris when he's gone in, we've had Morrow's header, we've had two or three more where we really, really should have made a better pass. Jacques Magoma's had a brilliant shot saved. I think someone else has just curled one, it's just gone wide. So I think that's as strong as we've played, and again, shows the players that perhaps at times we need to realise what a good side we are.
Just finally from me, a quick word for the fullbacks. It's been an area of the field that's been a worry, and the early yellow card for Neil Eardley might have had us a little bit on the edge of our seats, but both he and Jonathan Grounds really settled in today and gave a good performance for you.
Yeah, they did. They were much more aggressive defensively, and I think that's the one thing you always look for. You know, if you're going to play fullback, then that's part of the game. If you're a Middlesbrough fullback, for example, it's probably the attacking side of it is just as important because of the way they play. So, you know, I thought that Erds particularly, you know, really stuck to his task today. I think the wide players as well helped with that. I think down at Brighton, like we said, the wide players and the fullbacks didn't cope well enough with the ball wide. When you look today, the likes of Friend, Adoma, in those wide areas, you know, you have to deal with those positions. And I thought we did it really, really well today. You know, there's some really positive performances all over the pitch. And again, like I say, I reiterate, you know, we've got five of our key players. Of course, John Terrell never made the trip because it's another injury. Kev Summerfield never made the trip just through illness. So we've got, it's a bit of a battle on our hands at the moment. But that was a really, really warming performance.